The lowest August number of cattle put into feedlots and marketed out of feedlots in about 20 years. That's what the Agriculture Department is reporting, pegging feedlot placements 5% below August of last year, marketing 6% below.
As a result, the number of cattle on feed has remained relatively high.
At just under 10 million head, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says that's 3% more than a year ago. And on the placement side, he says cow-calf operators have lots of grass. They're in no hurry to sell to feedlots, which he says are being squeezed first because they paid those very high prices for cattle 6 months ago. And so
they haven't said to try and hold those cattle for better returns. The cost of the feed is relatively cheap. There is an incentive to put more weight on those animals. So the pace of marketing is slowing.
But because cattle coming out of feedlots are much heavier,
the packers don't necessarily need as many animals to generate the amount of meat that they have.
And they're not offering very high prices to feedlots for the cattle, so fed cattle prices are averaging only about $135 a hundredweight, a far cry from $165 or so a year ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.